Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
What creates the most strain mentally?
I'm sure Flo would tell you that it's not that much defense for them, but when you're on an offense perspective, it just seems like a lot of variety of fronts and coverages and personnel groups, and so he does a good job mixing everything up. He does as good of a job as anybody making sure he puts his guys in a good spot and keep the opposing play caller guessing.
That is Ben Johnson talking about Brian Flores, the lauded, respected, and frankly feared defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports Radio. You can hear her show from 2 to 5 every Saturday. Is that right, Carmen?
3 to 5.
3 to 5.
3 to 5. I only have to do a 2-hour time slot. I don't have to do what you guys do.
A 2-hour show.
I don't know what that's like.
No, 3 hours is a cakewalk compared to 4.5. So you can hear Carmen at that time on Fox Sports Radio every Saturday. She's also on Marquee Sports Network, and she's the co-host of the Chicago Football Show. Mm-hmm. That I think is as big of a piece of any of this is Ben Johnson has faced Brian Flores, not just with the Bears in week one, but also, of course, with the Lions previously. So what do you think when he's trying to game plan? Are there any similarities that you've picked up on in your coverage of the division back from what he said in Detroit and now for what you think might happen on Sunday?
I'm so excited for this game because it's so honestly, the best time for the Vikings to have played the Bears was probably week one because of the fact that you didn't know what this team was going to look like under Ben Johnson. Also, Ben Johnson was just starting to install his offense and therefore wasn't to the full Ben Johnson level, right? And I'm not saying that it even is right now because we're like, it takes at least a year to get to that, I think, but that was like the best time to play but now you have all this tape, right, leading up to this matchup. We're going into week 11 and you see how this offense is starting to evolve. And these two coordinators in particular, Ben Johnson and Brian Flores, they both excel at the exact same thing. And it's what makes them so good is they create question marks on the field. That is like their main goal is to just have to make the other team think as much as possible, because if you think, you get slower. And we've heard that echoed to both of these guys. Ben Johnson just said that this week. And they're so good and they're so detailed in what they do. And Brian Flores creates question marks because he literally, I think, like bends the time-space continuum. We talk about bending the time-space continuum. He bends the laws of physics when it comes to what he asks of his players. And you have guys, and I keep thinking back, I think this was last season, but like I just saw Harrison Smith start on the line of scrimmage. and then go back to cover a deep half. And I'm like, what madman asks a 35-year-old player to go and do that? What madman asks a 24-year-old player to do that? The answer is Brian Flores. And if you talk about the personnel he has available to him, when you're talking about, you know, the we'll see about Jonathan Greenard, but Andrew Van Ginkel and the way that they can move him around, and just a bunch of the guys that they have on that defense are so versatile that they can keep up with the demands, no matter how unrealistic they are, of Brian Flores. And so what that does when you're a quarterback trying to go against this team is you're like, all of the hard and fast rules that I know about each position on the field don't apply to that, because you do have safeties that are starting on the line of scrimmage, but they're not coming and then blitzing. They're still going and covering the half that you thought they were vacating. Like, there are so many things that are just not what they see when it comes to Brian Flores. But what Ben Johnson does so well is he thinks like two or three steps ahead. And that gets harder with a guy like Brian Flores, again, because you can't really rely on the rules that you think you can. But I was, this game in particular against the Giants, I noted their usage of six offensive linemen, that jumbo personnel, that jumbo look, because they didn't seem to do it in any sort of specific situation. It was like, it was all, they did it at different parts of the field. They did it with different, you know, on a different downs. Wasn't necessarily a run, wasn't necessarily a pass. But I think Ozzie Chipillo was out there like six snaps. And I just kept wondering to myself, I was like, is this something that Ben Johnson wanted to put on tape, not for the Giants, but for the Vikings coming up?
No, absolutely. I feel like you've got a defensive coordinator and an offensive play caller here in a chess match in which both sides are really good at causing conflict for whoever the opponent is, right? And that's what makes this so good. And unlike week one, where execution was more of the story, or lack thereof, because it's week one, as you mentioned.
Right.
This time around, it feels like both of these coaches and their players will be more highly sharpened and ready to go. And so that's what's going to make this fascinating. And then on the other side, it's like, who's healthy enough to cover Justin Jefferson and Jordan
who's
Addison
alive?
And Jalen Naylor? And that's what makes the game not so much. We talked to Paul Charchin, who comes on every week, Minnesota Vikings fan, fantasy football expert. And he's just like, I think the Bears are going to win because they're just going to run the football. But last week, I thought the Bears were just going to run the football, and that didn't happen. And so, yeah.
And that's the thing is, again, like, and I think even in week one, Caleb talked about it yesterday, where he was like, we talked to him about, hey, you know that Brian Flores is known for how much he blitzes. He hardly blitzed Caleb in that week one contest. So he just he doesn't do the things that you expect him to do in the situations you expect him to do it. But I do think that this comes down a lot to, so Minnesota's hurting on their offensive line. And as much as they tried to rectify that this offseason, the injuries have just, you know, I feel so badly, honestly, for, you know, what they tried to do and then versus how it turned out. But you talk about the Bears' improved pass rush and how we're hearing Montez Sweat's name a whole lot more, and those interior guys like Javon Dexter, Andrew Billings, like they are getting more pressure up that middle. Well, that middle of the offense, the interior of that offensive line in Minnesota is their weak point. And it's also the fastest or the shortest distance to the quarterback, a quarterback who is young, hasn't had a whole lot of reps, who you can conceivably get to make some mistakes that way. So I think that's going to be really important from the Bears defense in particular. But offensively, I'm with you. Run the football as much as you can. Brian Flores is really good at that, though. Like, the run defense is still very good in Minnesota. But I think that there's maybe an opportunity there, because the other thing is you just have to stay multiple against Brian Flores. Like, you can't get yourself into a situation like the Bears have been, where it's the fourth quarter, you're down by double digits, because those are obvious passing situations then. You have to pass the ball because you have to make up as much ground as possible. And if you get out of that run game, it is just, it's going to be that much easier for Brian Flores to come after you.
This come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. We're talking to Carmen Vitale, who is reporting, of course, for Marquee Sports Network and also hosting their football show. And you can hear her on Fox Sports Radio every Saturday. I want to go back to a piece that you wrote for Fox last year when you talked about the use of pre-snap motion and how the Bears were practically non-existent in that area compared to, at the time, the Lions. You were the one, I think, to first put it on my radar that that was such a part of what the Lions do. Mm-hmm. How do you see that and compare it last year with what you saw and what you heard from both those teams to what you're seeing now? How much of that did come over and go over from Ben Johnson?
I mean, it did. It's a fundamental part of Ben Johnson's offense, just like play action and everything kind of going through, starting up front, going through the offensive line. But there is a lot of window dressing because that is the easiest way to, again, create those question marks. Another thing that I think the Bears have been doing really well with Ben and what he kind of brought over is his usage of 12 personnel and multiple tight ends. And I think a lot of people have kind of gotten caught up in the fact that maybe those tight ends haven't had the receiving production that you want. But again, if you look at this through the lens of creating question marks, there is no better player on offense than to create question marks than a tight end because you don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to stay in and block? Are they going to release into a route? Are they going to chip the guy on their way to releasing into a route? And when you have two guys on the field that are combo tight ends, which is not something he had in Detroit, by the way, when you have Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet that are both capable blockers, they are both capable receivers. That, to me, I mean, the Bears are top 10, I think, in 12 personnel usage this year. They're about 29% of their plays are being run with two tight ends on the field. And that's something that is, again, it aids in kind of the motion to what you can do, the pre-snap motion, which is where you can present a look pre-snap that doesn't end up happening once the ball is snapped. I've seen a lot of kind of the same kind of DNA, but obviously this offense isn't there yet in Chicago because it wasn't there yet in Detroit the first year either. I mean, they had a much worse record. I always bring up that they went 1-6 to start Ben Johnson's tenure in Detroit as offensive coordinator. So they're by far and away doing so much better than they were before, like that Ben did in his first year with Detroit. But it's not there yet. So I think it's only going to get better. We're only going to see more kind of creativity. And I'm very excited for the day that he finally puts the ball in an offensive lineman's hands.
Who's your offensive lineman of choice in that situation? Is it Trapillo? Is it the big fellow on the right side, Darnell Wright?
Darnell told me he doesn't want the ball.
He said that?
He told me that.
Because they just put out a social media video highlighting him making
Did you see the Darnell Wright coded video that the Bears put
Yes,
out?
I did. And that's why I asked him. I was like, listen, I saw you in training camp catching footballs. Like, because how this came up was he talked about how like he thinks he's kind of like cracked the stone, but he hasn't like broken wide open yet. So like he still sees himself as an ascending player, which is incredible because he's already great. And I was like, is it going to crack open when you get the ball in your hands? He's like, oh God, I hope not. And I was like, oh no. So whether that was just trying to, I mean, that could have been just trying to throw me off the scent. Who knows? But.
Oh, come on. We all know it's coming. I thought it was either going to be him or Braxton Jones.
I think it might be Ozzie, though.
Yeah, I think it might be Ozzie.
I think it might be Ozzie.
Keeps coming in as that third
exactly.
tight end.
So going back to what I said earlier about how they trotted out this jumbo personnel against the Giants where they had six offensive linemen on the field, and it was Ozzie Trapillo that was reporting as eligible. So he played six snaps, and again, it was in all sorts of different situations. He did not get the ball in his hands. He didn't act like, you know, a fullback or anything like that either. So I'm like, all right, are they going to show the Vikings that same look? And based on the tape, the Vikings are going to think, oh, you know, they're just bringing on whatever. And are they going to try and get the ball to Ozzie? Now, I don't know how good Ozzie is at catching the football, though. We're going to see.
We're going to find. I think we're going to find out.
There's video of Darnell in that video they put together.
I know, but like, he told me he doesn't want it.
He looked pretty good.
I know, but I asked him again. I was like, I'm like, you really don't want the ball? And he's like, no.
I don't think he likes all this attention.
I don't think he does either. I mean, he's an offensive lineman. None of them do.
Speaking of attention.
Some are okay with it, I think, more than others.
Because you are tapped into the division, I got to ask this question.
Okay.
Can you see the Packers missing the playoffs?
Oh, God. No.
Okay.
Why?
Again, honestly,
at the Broncos, I'm looking at the schedule. Ravens late.
Yeah, this comes from my trust issues of growing up a Bears fan, though.
Oh.
Of like, until I see it, I mean, granted, we saw it last year of Aaron Rodgers, and they missed the playoffs because the Lions, like, knocked him out. I was at that game. It was incredible. it was, yeah. But they have, even with all the injuries they have, and I mean, the offensive line injuries are what worry me most, obviously, because Matt LaFleur doesn't seem to understand that his offensive line is hurt. He keeps trying to run the ball on early downs and establish physicality at the line of scrimmage to like get the offense going. And I'm like, you don't have the horses anymore, Matt. You can't do it that way. But the other injuries to the receiver core, I'm like, you still have a guy at every level. And if you've got a guy at every level and you've got Jordan Love, provided he can get back to playing like Jordan Love, he's been so conservative lately. And I don't really understand why he's scared. He looks scared out there. And maybe it is the offensive line injuries that are whatever. But you have Josh Jacobs, you have Luke Musgrave, the tight end, you have Christian Watson back now to stretch the field. You have all of those things at every level of the offense. You should be fine still. And then you have a defense that you can rely on. And that's, I think, the Packers need to lean more into the fact that they can afford some risk offensively because they have a defense that can back it up.
Yeah, I'm happy to see that this trading for Micah Parsons thing has not gone as expected as I thought it would. That is the voice of Carmen Vitale. Carmen in studio with us for the hour, including our next segment. She's a host and analyst for Marquee Sports Network and Fox Sports Radio. And it's time for a giveaway. Yay. Caller 6 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670, 0670, will win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday, December 2nd, with special guest Nashawn Wright. I'm hosting, so I get to ask Nashawn questions. It's a fun event and it is sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. Carmen, Cam Scataboo has a question for all of us. Your opinion on it.
My son.
Yes.
I went to Arizona State. He's not actually my son. I just call all of the...
Yeah, he ran all
and
over
Danny Parkins isn't actually Robbie's dad, but you know.
Yeah,
kind of.
That's how it works.
Yeah, and Marshall also covered him in high school, so you guys might be related.
Yeah, Sacramento.
Ugh,
big time in high school, as you can imagine.
I'm so sad that you know
his career started at Sacramento State. He was at FCS school.
Yeah,
he puked and rallied on the air, live on TV.
I had so much fun watching him in college, and he was just, he embodies, he belonged at Arizona State. Like, he embodies everything that an Arizona State football player is.
You missed him when you played Mississippi State this year, didn't you?
Okay.
I'm going to let these two fight it out. We'll bring you the results on air next.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.